The 440th uses C-130 Hercules aircraft to move troops, supplies, and equipment to the edge of battle areas. The wing currently has about 200 troops deployed for the war in Iraq. The base's civilian spokesperson, Dennis Mehring, says the 440th is the only Air Force reserve unit in the state of Wisconsin.
And it has been an outstanding performer in C-130 operations and in the Air Force. We have been involved in every major contingency operation that the government has tasked us with for decades. So we hope that our performance, our record of recruiting and retention, all speak very well for us.
Well enough, Mehring hopes that the 440th is taken off the closing list at some further point in the national base closing process. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle says the base has an uphill battle. But the 440th was on a recommended closing list in the mid-1990s and was later removed. Since then, Doyle argues, the base has become even more important to homeland security.
It's still part of having a strong air presence in the north central part of the United States. Now, I don't presume to be somebody making the military judgments on one base versus another, but I do think we have a very, very strong argument to make.
Doyle and others have been making that argument for months, but he says the 440th supporters will have to find ways to make their pitch more efficiently. Next up is a base closing commission that Doyle says looks at community issues as well as military ones. But a taxpayer watchdog group says the communities on the base closing list ought to accept the recommendations. Tom Schatz of Citizens Against Government Waste says the last round of base closings saved $18 billion.
This current round could help save almost $50 billion over the next 20 years and free up resources for other and higher priorities at the Pentagon.
Schatz says the Pentagon has an office that helps communities adjust to base closings. Many of the workers at the 440th would be offered jobs at Fort Bragg, Kentucky. The reservists could serve at an Air Force Reserve base in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area or switch to other bases or branches of service. But Wisconsin leaders say they expect President Bush will hear a pitch to keep the 440th open when he comes to Milwaukee next week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.